Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and/or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow. I say wow, and I say it consistently, but it is so true. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts are always available, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/InspiredMedia for you. www.blogtalkradio.com/InspiredMedia, the number four and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I, Coach Adams, will share for about 40 minutes with our in-studio guests. And we will have a rich and empowering discussion around today's subject, at which time, when it's appropriate, we will invite you, our audience, to participate, and we welcome your questions and comments around today's. Always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, at the appropriate time, don't be scared, jump right on in and chime in. Your thoughts, feedback, comments, questions are truly valuable. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we have an all-star joining us in our virtual boardroom. You know, we've had a number of all-stars through the years of our show to grace us and allow us to soak in the richness of wisdom that they have to share based on their journey. And I must say that today's guest is no exception. Josanne Marie is going to take us on a wonderful journey of this journey to beautiful. But before we bring our in-studio guest in and jump into the richness of our topic, we're going to ask you to do something really quick, okay? We need your help. Send someone a quick fax, an email. Okay, socially, you know what to do. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you to share in today's broadcast and the richness of empowerment that will be shared around today's topic. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support, your continued support with expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you, if you don't already have your pens and notepads, your tablets, your iPads, your laptop, desktop, your smartphone, whatever you need to capture notes, you need to grab it right now in this moment. Why? Because I already know some of the richness that's on the horizon. When I tell you, you don't want to miss out on the rich nuggets that will be shared. Don't hide under a rock. Get what you need so you can gain the richness that will be shared with today's in-studio guest. Josanne Marie is an acclaimed actress, playwright, poet, and advocate for women. This Jamaican-born, multi-talented actress is also an NAACP Theater Award winner for Best Solo Show, Beautiful, which she wrote and performed. We will hear more about today's in-studio guest and her bio, official bio recognition throughout today's broadcast. But I want to bring in, without further hesitation, our in-studio guest. Let us give a virtual Motivational Mondays welcome to Josanne Marie. Hello, my Jamaican sister.
Hi, Coach Adams. How are you?
I am absolutely fabulous, and I have been just literally with such excitement and anticipation looking forward to today's broadcast and your show appearance. So it is so great to have you. You know, I love asking my in-studio guests, if they were to describe who they are off the page of or pages of their bio, who would they say that they are? So I present this question to the beautiful Josanne Marie. Who would you say Josanne Marie is?
I would say Josanne is a lover of God, a lover of people, and as an artist, my mission is to entertain, enlighten, and educate, and everything that I do really falls under those three things as far as an artist. That would be pretty short, huh?
I know. I love it. Entertain, enlighten, and educate. Now, you know, of course, I am aware that, and we just mentioned, obviously, that you have your award-winning play, Beautiful. But I know that this journey to Beautiful was not an easy one. Help us to kind of go into the backdrop of your story that led you to where you are today.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, you know, I was born in Kingston, Jamaica. I came to the United States when I was 10 years old. And I was raised with my grandmother in Jamaica. And, you know, she raised me to go to church and love God and pray. And so I grew up in basically a Christian home as a child. When I came to the United States, you know, I came here and I lived with my family here. And I always, as a child, I always wanted to be an actor. And, but, you know, in Jamaica, everyone is like, oh, you know, doctors, lawyers, and engineers, only three occupations you can do as a Jamaican. So acting was never something that was really nurtured as a child. But I had a gift and a talent, I believe, as I was growing up, and teachers used to see that, even though I was very shy as a child. However, it was just an amazing experience coming to the United States, and the dream, the opportunities that presented itself here, you know, back home, everyone wants to come to the U.S. And so finally I came here and just, you know, looking for, you know, looking forward for, I got a good send-off and looking forward to, you know, a bright future as a child. And unfortunately, when I came here, I, you know, encountered sexual abuse in my family. And so before that happened, so I came here when I was 10, but with that specific person, it happened when I was 6. So from Jamaica, and then I came to United States when I was 10. And anyway, so that kind of just took a left turn of all the plans and the dreams. Just kind of went downhill from there. And so I found myself as a little, you know, as a little girl becoming this angry little girl, very introverted, very shy, very, especially about my body and what beauty represented, because, you know, unfortunately I was touched in places that wasn't supposed to be at that age. And that made me feel very insecure about myself as a little girl, and just question a lot of things about womanhood and, you know, beauty. And anyway, when I started out against that as a little child, you know, the family, you know, as usual, majority of the time this happened, the family members, they don't, sometimes don't believe, and you become ostracized. So that was my case, and that in itself, so here I was as a little child with a dream, very excited, I was very energetic as a child, and this thing happened, and I find myself being ostracized more and more from my family, and it just took me down this dark road. And so this went on all the way till I was 16 years old, and at that point, I ran away from home, and the journey the beautiful began. You know, I was homeless.
Wow. You know, you have, I just wanted to kind of pause there and jump in, because you've shared so much in those few moments of this backdrop of your story. And I don't know if our global listening audience really heard that you dealt with sexual abuse as a child from age 6 to 16, which is 10 years, being, you know, tormented, as one would say, for 10 years. And I don't know if our audience heard that it started in Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica, and it carried on with you here to the States. So you weren't even able to leave it behind, because it followed you from Jamaica to the States. And I can only imagine how this affected you, a little girl, age 6, you know, in those formative stages, as I get tongue-tied there, you know, of discovering who she is and boundaries and, you know, comfort zone of love and all of these various things, identity and everything, to be struggling with this at such a key time during your life phases. But yet you made it through and, you know, left home, left the comforts of home, to, you know, on this quest to really find yourself and recover from, quote unquote, this tragedy. Tell us a little bit about how this journey of recovery and discovery began to unfold beyond this tragedy.
Well, you know, I was in New York and, you know, like I said, was, you know, homeless for a while and just kind of pressed through college, I mean, you know, high school into college. And it began, this is the moment it began. It began at the time, right before I left home. You know, I had, unfortunately, an encounter with the person who was abusing me. And my grandmother gave me a scripture before I left the United States. Before I left Jamaica, excuse me, and it was Psalms 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? And she was very adamant about me memorizing that scripture before I left Jamaica. And so right in the moment, I was in this moment of darkness where I had in my hand a knife and I wanted the person who abused me. And I just remember in that moment, that scripture, like the sun coming through a window into a dark room, that's the best way I could describe it, that scripture came into my soul. And it was as if the Lord spoke to me and said, is this your destiny? Is this the reason why, is this how it will, this is a story you will tell of your life. And I just remember just audibly speaking out Psalms 27, the Lord is my, even though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. And I dropped the knife, and that's when I left home. And I was on the quest of really finding myself. And during that time, I had people, teachers and guidance counselors and different people who God used to just pour life into me and remind me of who I am, even when I didn't believe it. And so there came a defining moment when I picked up and I came to Los Angeles and I, you know, I want to become an actor. I want to do TV and I came here. And when I came here, I knew it was necessary because I was in the city, no family, with a dream, still broken. And I knew I needed God. And I end up going to church. I end up going to Los Angeles Church of God in Christ in L.A. And I remember the first day I walked in, it was as if I was greeted in such a way where it felt like I was being welcomed home. Everyone was outside, and they're like, welcome to church, you know, welcome to Los Angeles. And anyway, I went in, and the first message that I heard Bishop Charles E. Blake spoke, I sat in the back pew, and I just knew God was calling me. And I went up, you know, and I gave my life to the Lord. And that was the defining moment of my life because it was in that moment God's word was planted in my heart, and I began to seek, and I began to just pursue God. And not only that, God pursued me. He started to show me his love and his grace and that he was making all things beautiful in its time. And I started to see my gifts being come to life, you know, and the purpose of my life. And so through that moment, just being in the Word, and not that I didn't have any challenges. It wasn't like it was perfect, but it was, you know, definitely bringing healing and restoration to my spirit and to my soul. And so I just started to meditate upon the word of God and with the amazing people that was around me going by. It's so important to have people in your life that plant seeds of life, you know, over you, speak words of life over you. And those things happen. And then it came to the point where after all that, you know, in life, you have to make a resolve. So I was seeking God, pursuing God. God was pursuing me. But at the same time, I still had my identity issues. And every now and then, those situations that happened to me in the past would come back. it would just kind of be like the shadow over, you know, my head, like these things happened to me. And even though people couldn't tell always from the outside internally, I was still kind of making some toxic decisions in my life. And there came a point where God just told me, put everything down. I was performing, traveling, doing poetry, doing, commercials and all this good stuff. But that was not my identity. That was just a medium that God used me in just revealing who he was. But the main concern was that he wanted me to know that I was a daughter, that my identity was not in my career. It was not in anything else but in him. And so it came to a point where I had to make a resolve and realize that no matter what happened to me in the past, right now, this defining moment right now, that I can touch heaven, you know, with my prayers, touch, like, really, you know, that it says the kingdom of God is at hand. Like, God was right there for me and available, and I could have as much of him as possible and know who I was. And I took that time out. I went on a fast, personally, for 40 days and sat with God and started to really seek the real purpose of why he created me and why those things happened to me. And it was in that moment, in that season of my life, God spoke to me mainly about forgiveness, that the person who abused me, I needed to forgive. And so that was a choice, you know, because God had forgiven me. And so it was during that season when I was able to extend true forgiveness to the person who abused me. And it was in that moment everything else changed, where I realized that no matter what happened to me in the past, that I was a new creature, that the old Josanne had died, and I was a new creature in God, and that I had, healing, one of the things I discovered, healing is a process. And it's also a journey. And sometimes we feel like, oh, I need to feel like this right now. And that's not always the case, because God wants to be in it with you. And so it was a journey to me getting to that place. And it took 8 years, just to be clear. It took 8 years of wrestling and fighting and seeking the wrong things and seeking good things and seeking God and seeking myself and all these things. But in that, God was so gracious and so loving and gentle, and was able to just bring me closer to him and show me that you are my daughter, you know, and you have the power, you know, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world, that I had the power to change the narrative of my life based on the word of God over my life. And if I believed that and I walk in it, it was going to transform my life. And that's what I did. And it did transform my life.
I love that. You know, again, such richness is being shared. And several things stand out for me, that you were faced at the fork in the road. And at that fork in the road, I can only imagine that you could have surrendered and taken on the victim role, as many do. But you, mm-hmm. It sounds like there was something so strong on the inside that wasn't even an option. It was about fight and to move beyond the circumstances that have occurred, because that backdrop doesn't define us. You know, the circumstances of tragedy, the things that we may experience and go through, they don't define us. And I love that you spoke about and made it so real that healing is a process and it's a journey, but you can move beyond those hurtful places and those wounds. And I thank you for being so transparent and sharing that for Josanne Marie, it was 8 years. Because some people would say, oh, you know, she doesn't really know. You know, it just sounds like, woo, she went through that and she came out on the other side and now, you know, NAACP award winner, blah, 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 da, 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 da. But you let us go through this backdrop with you and some of that brokenness with regards to self-image and self-esteem and, you know, good choices, bad choices, but again, in process and on the journey. And so what would you say beautiful, beauty means, beautiful, beauty, however you want to phrase it, means to Josanne Marie? What does this term beautiful mean to Josanne Marie?
To me, it means the best me in God. And what I mean by that is it's not just about how I look on the outside. You know, I think it's very important as women for us to groom and take care of ourselves. And that is great. That is wonderful. You know, our presentation, our external presentation of who we are to the best of our ability. I think that is wonderful. But beauty to me means something on the inside. It's more internal, how I show up in the world every day. And how I show up with my attitude, how I show up with my perception of the world and my place in it. You know, am I angry, bitter, malicious? All the things that I believe is so, you know, is against the spirit of God. And that takes time to sit down with ourselves, for me to sit down with myself and go, you know, I don't like the way how I respond to this, you know. Let me go to the Word, or let me go in prayer, or let me share it with a sister. You know that I am reacting this way. So for me, it's really how I show up in the world, and where the light of God really shines through me. That's what beauty means to me. You know, to be in the image on the inside, the image of Christ. And so that's, you know, that's how I want to dress my inside, is like Jesus. And that's what beauty means to me personally.
You know, I love it because it really is this beauty that radiates from the inside out. And, you know, you can see someone that physically may not be the most attractive person based on that outer shell in the room.
Yeah.
But if they have that inner beauty, they will light up the room and radiate more than someone who may have the physical beauty, but yet their core is rotten because of, you know, stuff that starts to ooze out, and the physical can be beautiful. So I absolutely love that. And, you know, another thing that you said that stands out for me is, and I hope our listening audience really heard, you don't have to have a lot of word in you, but you have that right word, because I heard you saying, Grandmommy had me to remember one scripture, and that scripture was Psalm 20. You know, I mean, and so that scripture became an anchor for you, and you were able to hold on to that word, and that word from the inside out gave you power. It didn't matter what was going on the outside. It didn't matter the challenges, the obstacles. None of that mattered when you were able to pull on this word that was planted on the inside of you. And that began to open up this base of faith in God and seeing the realness of who He really was in you based on His word, which is so awesome.
Yes.
So now we get to beautiful. Tell us about beautiful.
Well,
your solo play.
Yes, beautiful, my solo play. It basically tells the story of my life from the age of 6 up until the age of 16, and then it jumps to, you know, that moment where I was had an experience with God about forgiveness. It's a play about forgiveness and bravery. It's written in a narrative mixed with dialogue and spoken word poetry. So it's a one-woman show. I play 16 characters. in the play, and it's a 90-minute show, no intermission. So I take you on a journey of the innocence of childhood, and the, you know, the brokenness of young adulthood in a way, and basically about just true, you know, about forgiveness, like why forgiveness is such a powerful thing. When someone has hurt you and you forgive, to extend forgiveness, you know, it's like Jesus on the cross and he says, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. In his most agonizing moment, to be able to extend something of that magnitude when he had every right to be angry and upset and hurt. And so that's what Beautiful talks about, you know, the journey of childhood to places where we get hurt. And it talks about bravery, stepping into your own identity. It's a play that empowers anyone who sees it, men or women, because we've had that feedback at the play, and healing, a map to healing.
I love it. And I know that obviously the play has gained great success. We spoke about that in the opening. Clearly, you know, NAACP, NAACP, Theater Award winner. Yeah. I heard myself saying that because I know they have been fighting to shift from NAACP to NAACP. Whoopsie.
Oh,
NAACP Theater Award winner for the best solo show, Beautiful. And I know with Beautiful, you are working to bring to a close and finish your first book. And I know the story is going to be inspiring, because just what you have shared with us, I know without question someone listening in has been inspired by your story, and they now can tap into what you've shared to know you can get on the other side of a tragedy, that our tragedies don't have to define us, but it is a choice. And that is something that I heard so clearly. It is a choice. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people like to take that energy to the negative. Woe is me. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. You don't know what I've been through. And, you know, and carry that stuff, the challenges, like a banner, and they hold it close versus seeing hope on the other side. And so I love that you really brought that out for us. Tell us more about your book. And I understand you are working on a feature film around the same title.
Yes. It's amazing because, you know, when I did the play, you know, I did it to just really encourage others. And that was my main purpose. And I didn't even know how far this was going to go. And then these things started to happen. You know, NAACP Award, we got the LA Times Critics' Choice. I mean, things were just moving. But we have a talk back after the show. Each show, we have a talk back. And the talk back, what I realized was the talk back was 30 minutes. So I would stay back and I would talk back to the audience, and they'll ask questions and we'll just share. And in the midst of the talk back, people would stand up and talk about, you know, things that happened to them as a child. Some people were, you know, voicing that for the first time. So it was very powerful, and I just saw God's hand in it. And so that was a motivating factor for me to write the book, because I never had enough time, and I still don't. When I do the talk back, it's like people want to talk and they want to have the conversation going, and they wanted to know more of my journey to, you know, where I am today. And that's what the book is about. The book, you know, tells in different chapters the lessons that I've learned and the situations that I've been through as a result of being abused, and the decisions I made in life and what I learned from them, and, you know, to be able to share with other women or men who would read the book to get their own healing or be inspired in their own life. And so that's what Beautiful is about. It's, pretty much. And so out of me doing the show, I can't give the name of the person right now, but it's a very big director writer in Hollywood. But out of me doing the show, they heard about my play, and now they want to turn it into a feature film, and so that's what we're working on.
And, you know, the thing about it is that if we're not in motion on the journey of purpose, we are not in position to receive the favor. We're not in position for doors to be open. So if you had stayed in, quote-unquote, victim mode and you never fought to recover and to be restored from those experiences of a child, we would not benefit. We could not say NAACP Theater Award winner for the best solo show, Beautiful. We could not look forward to the book. We wouldn't be looking forward to the film. Now, let me ask you, before writing the play, had you written a play before?
I had, I actually wrote two plays before I did Beautiful. They were not one woman, one woman show. They were like, play with characters and so forth. So I did two plays before Beautiful.
Okay, perfect. So you had some experience when it was time to write Beautiful. But have you written a book before?
No, this is my first book.
Have you done a movie before?
Nope.
Your own movie. I know you're an actress, so you've been in a number of things. Your credits are endless. But I'm saying, have you personally written, produced, developed, all of that?
Mm-mm. No, I have not.
Mm-mm. And the reason why I'm asking, I know Josanne Marie's probably like, where is she going with that? That you have to start somewhere. You have to start somewhere. And out of the quote-unquote ashes of the tragedy, you press to purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the ashes of the tragedy, you press to purpose. And you're continuing to allow the journey as you process through the journey to unfold.
Mm-hmm.
How can our global listening audience get in touch with you? And I want to open up the phone lines for those that may want to ask a question, make a comment around today's show. This is the time in our programming, our broadcast, that we give you the opportunity to chime in, and we so want to hear from you. So if you want to share in today's discussion, we invite you to do so. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Josanne Marie, let our audience know, how can they get in touch with you and connect with you offline?
Sure. Definitely, they could go to www.josannemarie.com. That's J-O-Z-A-N-N-E, Marie, M-A-R-I-E.com. Or definitely, I post things on my social media handles, which is Josanne Marie, from Facebook to Instagram to Twitter. It's always Josanne Marie. So they could reach me through that medium as well.
Wonderful. Is the play on tour at this time, coming back on tour?
Yeah, well, my book is planned to be released in the winter time, sometime September, October. We haven't decided on the date yet, so it will be this year. And the play will be around that time as well. In L.A., we are on tour. We've gone to Montreal. We're planning the touring to go to South Africa, to the Caribbean, to New York City. Those are places that's on the calendar, for this year going into next year. So we are touring with the play and continually adding dates as they come in.
Wonderful. Based on your journey to date, what would Josanne Marie say has been her greatest life lesson?
Wow. My greatest life lesson is the definition of who I am as a person can never come from anyone else but God. And he is the creator. and the reason why I say that is because I think, I believe everything in my life that I tried to find outside of God failed. Everything that I seek with God prospered. And so my biggest lesson in life from is knowing that my identity, and I you're going to hear me say this word, you're probably going to end up calling me identity, because I'm going to say this word so often, because I believe that every person in life wants to be loved, heard, and seen. And we live in a society where we try to do things for those three things: to be loved, to be heard, and to be seen. And my biggest lesson is I've learned that if I don't know that I am loved by God, I am seen by God, and I'm heard by God, then everything else is like a vapor. I'm just holding, because it's going to pass. It's the novelty of it's going to pass. You know, I'm grateful for the NAACP award. I'm grateful for all the blessings in my life, because I know that they come from God. However, that is not my identity. And that's the biggest lesson that I carry with me everywhere, that I am not caught up in how human beings see me necessarily, but really how God sees me. And that's one of the biggest lessons I've learned in my life.
And, you know, that is a great lesson. And many struggle with their identity, you know, which, of course, affects our self-image, our self-esteem. Mm-hmm. If we're not clear on who we are, we get into toxic, as you mentioned earlier, situations and relationships, and make bad decisions if we're not clear of who we are. And, you know, I know slightly what you're saying, because growing up as a child, you know, negative words being spoken to me because of having a skin condition, being, you know, born with a skin condition, eczema, however people want to phrase it, and that chipped away at my identity. But because there was such a positive, loving word deposit on the other side, I had such a base in me that helped me to battle that, but I still struggled with my self-image because of that.
Yeah.
And so it is a battle that all of us struggle with, because so often we're trying to get our image from the outside in versus the inside out. And it's just the world that we live in. You know, many of us struggle if we don't feel like we look like the models on Vogue magazine or whoever the magazine is, because we're looking to that for, okay, validate my image. And so what you're saying is so key, and what a great life lesson to take away and to have. You know, I have to share with you, when you said Kingston, Jamaica, of course, I knew you were from Jamaica, but I didn't know specifically that you were from Kingston, Jamaica.
Right.
And in my ministry capacity, serving my mentors as their global master trainer, I've had the opportunity to go to Jamaica on a number of occasions, and I've been to Ocho Rios, Montego Bay, and Kingston. And what's so funny, and Josanne Marie, I know you'll appreciate this, I had gone to Ocho Rios, as we affectionately call Ochi, and I had gone to Montego Bay before going to Kingston. And I remember we got to Kingston, and I realized literally minutes of being off of the plane that, unlike Ocho Rios and unlike Montego Bay, that I was definitely in a different area of Jamaica, which at that time I didn't know that it was, quote-unquote, the crime capital. And so we got off the plane, and we were hungry, but it was late. I couldn't get my Scotchie's jerk chicken at that time, and then I learned that Scotchie's wasn't even in Kingston. It was Ocho Rios. So I couldn't get my jerk chicken, okay? I had to get Kentucky Fried Chicken. And it was so funny because, you know, I am a California native, so you know, all I know is this whole California scene, and, you know, we're an entertainment capital and all of that. So you go into KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and it's uneventful when we go in. But we come out, and there's this pickup truck with these men on the back of this pickup truck with semi-automatic weapons. And I was like, oh, my God, did we just walk into a movie set? Tell them who that was.
Who?
It was the minutia, the police in the area, and that's how they roll. And I was like, oh my God, I'm in a different place. I'm not used to this. And,
and
you know, then I got more educated about Kingston, Jamaica. Which Jamaica in and of itself is just beautiful, but it was just so interesting because I realized, I said, wow, we're so limited to our worldview, and it's why it's so important to expand our perceptions from our experiences is why I was sharing that story, connecting that with that you are from Kingston, Jamaica. Like you have to expand your worldview beyond the experiences that the little girl, Josanne Marie, went through from age 6 to 10, that sexual abuse, to be able to get on the other side and fulfill the purpose that God called you to.
Amen.
Isn't that so interesting when you look at it from that point of view? It's like, that's so true. We have to be able to expand. So if one is dealing with brokenness and they have some hurts and some wounds, they have to look beyond that scope to a greater hope.
Are you asking me a question or you're making a statement?
No,
are
I was
you,
just, I'm just processing with you around some of what I'm hearing you say and what I know to be true, connecting that back with your story and all of the richness that you have shared this evening.
Right.
I do. Go right ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
I wanted to remind our global listening audience that this is the time in our programming. The lines are open. We do have a few more moments in today's broadcast, and we do invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, again, you must dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-543-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. So share with me, Josanne Marie, any other final thoughts as we approach this wind down of today's subject, which has been so rich, the journey to beautiful? And I thank you for being so open and honest and transparent with your story. I must say I have gleaned so much wisdom from your story and what you have shared. And truly, you are an overcomer. Any other thoughts that someone that's listening in, they're feeling, Josanne Marie doesn't know my story. She doesn't know what I've been through. I get that she's been through a tragedy, but she doesn't know what I'm dealing with. How would you encourage that person? I know a part of your work is the advocacy of women, but we have men listening in, global audience, but how would you encourage someone who is feeling like, I don't know if I can pull it up to press through?
One, I would say, I think sometimes we are so harsh with ourselves. We tend to be more gentle sometimes to others than we are with ourselves. And God deals with us gently. He takes his time. You know, it's like you're raising a child and you want to take your time because you know they have to mature, they have to grow, they have to go through their process. And sometimes we know we need healing. We know the situations that have taken place. And, yes, sometimes we don't know how to get out. I would say be gentle and be patient with ourselves. That's the first thing. Then second, having conversations. And, you know, I grew up in a culture as a Black woman and as a Black Jamaican woman where you don't really show weakness. You know, you're expected to be talented, be all these things, but don't break, don't cry. You know, what you crying for? You know, I grew up with that to some level. And so a lot of times we don't want to share with one another. You know, there's a scripture that says, confess your sins one to another so that you may be healed, right? So a lot of times we don't want to share with others that, man, I'm going through this, or I don't have it together. We, you know, especially today when we have social media, everyone looks happy on social media. Everyone is having a blast, and you go online and you look and you go, but I don't feel like that every day. Because honestly, that's just a moment that is captured on social media, you know, and we all go through different things. And so I would say be gentle with yourself. Find someone that you trust, whether it's a pastor, whether it's a counselor, whether it's a therapist, whether it's Coach Adams, whomever, someone that has the wisdom of God and can encourage you and walk with you. Walk with you. That's very important to have people walk with you through the journey. Thirdly, obviously pray. You know, that's a given, just to pray and seek God, seek the word. And declare it out of your mouth. There's something about speaking the word out of your mouth, the word of God out of your mouth, and declaring it over your life. Things happen. Heaven come down. Okay? And then I would say lastly is rest. My favorite scripture is, in repentance and rest is my salvation, in quietness and trust is my strength. Rest and believe that God is doing the work. Fruit that you pick off of a tree don't happen overnight. It goes through a process. A seed is planted, and it takes time. The real fruit, I ain't talking about the the GMOs, that overnight thing that doesn't really nourish our bodies, right? But apple or fruit, any kind of fruit, it takes time. There's a process. And so I would say rest. Rest in God. We do the physical work, but God is doing a spiritual work. And give it that process. Be patient. Going back, it comes back full circle. Be patient with yourself. And I think just doing those things, before you know it, you're going to reach a crossroad and God is going to go, hey, let's take another step. That's how he dealt with me. And I feel like that's the nature of our father. It's like, oh, you want to ride a bike? Okay, let's try it. You're going to fall down a little, but I'm gonna be right here, okay, until finally you're able to ride that bike all by yourself as a child. And God deals with us like that. He's going to hold our hands. We're going to fall down sometime. But he is faithful. The work that God has started, he's faithful to fulfill it indefinitely. And so I want to encourage anyone who is listening this evening that God is with you. God is with you. You might not feel it, but God is with you. He said he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And so he's with you. And rest in that. Rest assured in that.
I love it. Those four points were so rich to really bring today's broadcast of Motivational Mondays to a close. Be gentle and patient with yourself. Find someone that you can trust that can walk with you. I often use the term that circle of love from Meet the Fockers and Robert De Niro's character. You have to have that,
yeah.
You know, that circle of love, that circle of trust. Pray and seek God and rest and believe that God is doing a work. It's so interesting that you brought up the planting of the seeds, because this weekend we were sharing that with my mentors at the Vertical Leap seminar that I'm the Global Master Trainer for, and we were doing an illustration exactly that. You know, so often we put a seed in the ground. You can't put a seed in the ground and then pick it up a few minutes later. You have to allow it to do what it needs to do, and it is a process. So I love that you brought that out, because we're in such a microwavable society. People want things so quick, fast, and in a hurry that the process of the journey, people don't know how to process through the journey, because the world around us is so quick, fast, and in a hurry. You can't bring forth an apple, like you stated, a piece of fruit quickly.
Yes.
It's a process, you know. It takes time. So thank you so much for sharing all of this richness that you have shared. Woo, I am excited about what's on the horizon for you. When the book is released, I want you to know that you are welcome to come back to Motivational Mondays at any time. This is a platform that you can call home, and I thank you for agreeing to share the richness of your journey with us today.
Amen.
To our global listening
you.
Audience,
you.
You're very welcome.
It's
to
honor,
our global listening audience, you're so sweet, Josette Marie. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. To our global listening audience, I want you to know that we can and desire to continue the dialogue. Maybe you didn't want to ask a question live on the air. We understand how that can be. But we want to continue this dialogue and discussion. And for that purpose, we've created our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum for you to do so. Share with us, what are you taking away from today's broadcast, the richness that was shared? What nugget stood out the most for you? Maybe you have a question that you didn't want to get answered on the line, but you want someone to connect with you offline. This is another opportunity for you to be able to do that. Maybe you have a show idea, a particular topic that you would like to hear discussed here on Motivational Mondays. That is the place in which you can do that. And it is an open group. So if you're not already a part of the group, simply ask to join and you are welcome. We appreciate you, our global listening audience, for tuning in faithfully to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and for assisting with expanding our outreach. On our next installment of Motivational Mondays, we pick it up in our Shape Up and Win series, and I'm so excited. Woo, the Shape Up series are always just amazing content that we bring you faithfully. And many of you know, some don't know, but I am a part of the John Maxwell team. And I started a series last week on the 15 invaluable laws of growth. And when I tell you, it was rich. And we talked about intentionality. So we're going to continue that in our next installment. You don't want to miss it. Tell a friend to tune in with you. And, of course, Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey. If you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, send us a quick email at admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Want to learn more about Coach Adams, visit Coach Adams. coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Of course, you're always welcome to give us a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Looking forward to having you join us on our next installment. This is Coach Adams signing off for now with our Dynamo in-studio guest. I coach and you win. Thank you for tuning in. We will reconnect on next week.